Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Loud and Local, we have Lemon Boy, two-thirds of Lemon Boy. Welcome to KISW. Tell us what your name is and what you do in Lemon Boy.
Sorry. Do you want to go first?
Okay, yeah, I'll go first. I'm Nicole, and I'm the bassist in Lemon Boy.
Awesome.
I'm Yaz, and I'm the guitarist.
Okay.
And I also answer our Instagram messages, so if okay. you DM us on Instagram, you're talking to me.
Yeah. Okay. And I handle Twitter, which is far less popular.
You mean X?
Yes,
X. Sorry, X. Excuse
you zed it at him. So who are we missing today? Introduce them.
We're missing our lovely lovely drummer, Mariah.
Okay.
Yeah, she couldn't be here because she's a single mom who works two jobs. We miss her dearly, but she sends her love.
Right on. Well, we miss her as well, and you can go see her perform. We're going to talk about their show coming up, Chinatown International Block Party, August 26th. They'll be playing an outdoor show. You can go down to the International District and enjoy some of the festivities, and you can see Lemon Boy. So from what I was reading and a little bit of your bio, this is a project from the pandemic. Is that right? Kind of a meeting of the minds. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, this story predates the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Yeah. Tell
we the just
story.
Got back from our friend who introduced us.
Wow.
I moved to Seattle. Okay. This is my perspective. Obviously, it's different than Nicole's, but I moved to Seattle and then I made friends with this very amazing person named Todd, who's in a band called Yuffie. Very amazing band.
Shout out to Todd.
And Todd was like, oh my God, you have to meet my friend Nicole. You're like the same person. She's okay. So cool. And then we met and then we were like, hey, we should hang out.
You guys didn't beef at all at first because you were too alike, you know?
We were afraid of each other.
Yeah, because Nicole's so hot and she was like skating. We met at the roller rink.
Yes, we met at the
Southgate roller rink?
Yes. Nice.
And okay. Nicole's really good at skating, so she's like being hot and doing all these tricks.
Yaz was too cool. I was like, oh my God, she's not going to want to play music with me. This is not possible.
Wow.
It was very, we were intimidated of each other.
So we jammed once and then the pandemic hit. And we were like, oh darn, okay, see you eventually.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then pretty much as soon as we got vaccinated, we were like, okay, time to make this happen.
Let's go.
But we spent the whole summer outdoors skating.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time skating, which is cool.
Like roller skating?
Yeah.
So this is a roller skate band?
I'm the roller skater. Yeah. Skateboards.
Okay.
And then we would just talk about being in a band.
Yeah. Yes.
Like little kids. Like.
And then Yaz found Mariah.
Yeah.
And we made it happen.
How did you find her?
I was in an artist collective, and I was just like, hey, a bunch of creative people. There's got to be some other crazy creative people. And so they were like, oh, we know this person named Mariah. She's super cool. And so
I'm going to take a picture while we record. Don't worry.
Okay.
So you met her at an artist collective.
Yes. But the mutual friend knew her, if that makes sense. So she wasn't in the collective, but
Oh my God, this is so distracting. look natural.
No, you've got this.
But yeah, so the mutual friend was like, oh, I know this person named Mariah and she's really cool and you should meet her. She plays drums. Then I was like, Nicole, I found our third. And then, yeah, we all met up and it was like very good vibes.
It was.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like magic the first time we played together.
Had you all played in bands before?
La marching bands.
Okay.
I would say that predominantly. Like some like small bands in high school that played like talent shows.
And... You played.
What were their names? Let's go.
No.
Come on.
No, we didn't even have a band name.
Okay. Really. All right.
I'm sorry. No.
It was just band.
Cool. Yeah, I've been in a band. Few bands.
What were your bands?
They were all terrible. Okay. There was one in college called Fairweather Friends because we were all so flaky.
Okay. Was it emo? Sounds kind of like emo band.
It was honestly most of the bands that I was in before Lemon Boy was just like, we don't have a lead guitarist and you play guitar. And I'm like, okay, I'll just play. Just tell me the key.
You shred.
And then I'm like, okay, I'll just play guitar and like not open my mouth, which is but we were both in marching band too, which I thought was really funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And trust me, you don't join marching band unless you really love music.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So yeah, true. That brought us together a lot, I think.
What influenced you to pick up the guitar at a young age?
Guitar Hero.
Cool. That's awesome. Pretty good on Dragon Force?
I just played... This is so... I didn't tell you this. Cool. So when I was in Portland, I met up with my friend, my old roommate, and he's like, I have all of the pieces for, like, Rock Band, like the drums and all of that.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm just going to play on Expert. I haven't played this game in so long. I was so good.
That's
like,
awesome.
I was better than everyone else. And they were all playing, like, medium.
And you're just, like, shredding Megadeth. Just like...
It's so wild, because you haven't played Guitar Hero in years.
Yeah.
What are your songs? What are your go-tos?
Well, he had downloaded all the... This is so dumb. He had downloaded all of the, like... Now that we are in the year of our Lord 2023, you can download any song.
Oh.
So we played, like, everything that we couldn't play,
you
know, usually, so... I don't remember. I think we played a lot of Weezer, which is fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your go-to karaoke songs? If you're like drinking with your friends and you go out for karaoke, what are you singing?
Oh, Nicole knows mine. Can I guess yours?
Yeah.
No, wait.
No, I don't.
I'm going to get it wrong.
No, I don't know yours.
Oh,
wait. No. I feel like yours would be like a Sum 41 song.
That is one of them.
Oh my God, there's so many.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Stop. Oh, that is your karaoke song.
Yeah, and I sing it to Nicole.
She did. She sang it to me on my birthday at karaoke. No, mine is obvious.
Is it Britney?
Yes, but which Britney song?
It's not Oops, it's not that one.
It's Hit Me Baby One More
Time.
Oh,
it's okay.
Oh my God, friendship
Sorry.
Is over.
Oh
she didn't
God.
Know
way,
my karaoke
The way you guys
song.
Interact, it makes me feel like this is like a sitcom, and this is an episode where you're like, and then we went to a radio station, and I'm just the extra guy who's like the radio host, and you guys are like,
I'm
it's
honored.
Like a sitcom about this band that all living together, or something, so.
Yeah, someone anyways. Please make a sitcom about us.
Okay.
Yeah, we were literally like, how do we get on TV?
Lemon
how do
boy.
We get a reality show? So
we almost auditioned for a reality TV show called The Circle. We wanted to go on as a team.
Wow.
We were obsessed with reality TV, so thank you for saying that.
Okay, nice. So Fat Bottom Girl, that's yours?
No, Fat Bottom Girl's mine.
Okay. Or I like the dad rock.
Yeah, okay.
I like the problematic
the queen,
dad rock.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm very much Britney Spears
She's only
girl.
17, that song. She's only... It's like, that's a pretty problematic song.
Yeah, there's nothing... I don't know what the... I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I just realized we're on the radio and no one can tell. I'm joking.
So you're a Britney Spears?
Yes, huge Britney Spears fan. I sang a Britney Spears song at my first grade talent show.
Wow.
It was Lucky. Love that song.
I love that.
I love Britney. She's a huge inspiration for me.
Yeah, awesome. We cover a Britney song.
That's right. We cover her song Toxic at all of our shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Your third member, what's her name again?
Mariah.
Mariah, what would their go-to song be, do you think?
Oh my gosh.
Easy. Something Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Taylor was she at the T-Swift shows?
No, she wishes.
I know.
Those
oh
are
my
expensive
gosh.
Tickets.
Yeah, so tricky.
Yeah, those were expensive.
Last time we went to karaoke for her birthday, she sang a My Chemical Romance song.
Okay.
Yeah. That was really fun. She's a little bit more shy, so like... We had to group sing it.
Yeah,
group
but it was like unexpected, you know?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, you want to do it? And she's like, I'm ready.
We were so proud of her. She came out of her little box there.
That's awesome. Well, why don't we go into one of your songs? You're listening to Loud and Local here with the band called Lemon Boy, and they're going to be playing the Chinatown International Block Party August 26th. That's obviously in the International District, and you can go get some amazing food at some of the many restaurants, get some bubble tea, get some boba, and then watch some Lemon Boy. So we're going to go into a song called Bite Me. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bite Me. Okay, so tell me about Bite Me. Or is it pretty self-explanatory?
It's a song about vampires and Twilight. Okay.
There's a Twilight reference.
Yeah.
Multiple.
It was really fun writing the lyrics to that song together, I would say. We were cracking up literally the whole time, awesome. So I hope people are tickled.
All right. Cool. Well, let's go into it. It's Bite Me by Lemon Boy. You can catch them Chinatown International Block Party August 26th. You're listening to Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Was Lemon Boy with Bite Me here on Loud and Local, and they're going to be playing the Chinatown International Block Party August 26th, and you guys are, you guys recently played Timber Music Festival out in Carnation.
Yeah.
Must be a pretty big deal to play a big festival, like, you know, with like Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, ton of humongous artists, you know, what other shows this past summer, looking back in the rearview mirror, have been some of your favorites?
I would say Capitol Block Party was so unexpected. We literally had so much anxiety leading up to that show.
It was like, I kept saying it felt like it was like a soccer mom van where we're all like, everything's going wrong and we're like stressed out.
Yeah.
Like, no one's, every time, every show we play, we're like, no one's going to show up. And then like, obviously that's like not the case at all.
Yeah, everyone showed up for us. That was really cool. The vibes were so good. I've never seen people like dance so hard. Everyone had a really great
time.
What
venue did you play?
We played at Numo's.
Numo, wow, okay.
Yeah,
stage.
It was the biggest stage I think we've played at so far.
Awesome. One of the biggest crowds, I think, too.
Oh, there was a good amount of people there out for you?
Oh,
it was
yes.
That's great. That's awesome.
It was awesome. Really
yes.
surreal.
Wow.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
That was the highlight of the summer for sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right on. Well, let's go back in history a little bit and relive some of your past, whether it's traumatic or not. Let's try not to bring up too much trauma. First album you ever purchased with your own money, be it CD, you know, vinyl or Apple Music pod, or what Apple Music, whatever it was. First music you ever purchased on your own. Yes, I'll start with you.
Yeah. Oh, me?
Sorry,
oh, no.
You first.
I was going to let Nicole go first.
No, because Yaz's answer is less embarrassing than mine.
No, it's just funny. I was like, Mom, can I order some CDs on the internet? And she's like, sure, sweetie. And so I like used my birthday money or whatever. And I bought Enema of the State and Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. And then obviously it was delivered to the house under my mom's name. She opens the CD.
It's like a porn star with blue glove.
But you know what? That didn't faze her. What fazed her was the fact that the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket's a Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Yeah, that's,
she's like, what is this
title?
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket? I'm like, it's punk, Mom. You don't understand.
Yeah, it's
I was
no
like
phase.
Nine.
You were nine.
I was so young. I was like maybe in fifth grade.
Did you have like Hurley and like all the whole, like, did you have the Dickie shorts and like the backwards Hurley hat?
Yeah, stuff? I was a skate kid for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nice. I was mistaken for a boy a lot. Still am.
Yeah, still are to this day.
That's awesome. Favorite skateboarder?
Favorite skateboarder?
Yeah. Mine was Chad Muska. God. Do you know who that is?
No.
We're young.
He was like, yeah, well.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. You
know Chad Muska still skates.
Dude.
But
Tim,
he's old.
Tim
Rodney
Robinson.
Mullen.
Oh.
Tim Robinson?
Tim Robinson, the comedian. Really he is, he's surprisingly good skateboarder, but he's a comedian first.
You're going to tell me Tim Heidecker is a skateboarder.
Dude, I wouldn't put it past him.
Honestly.
He's also a really talented musician, Tim Heidecker.
Yeah, he played in a hardcore band called Ink and Dagger. What about, first album or CD or whatever you purchased with your own money?
The first album I ever bought with my own money was probably when I was probably around 8 or 9 years old. It was Hilary Duff's Metamorphosis. I was at a Barnes & Noble with my dad. And I had some money to spend, some birthday money.
Yeah.
It's a great album. I still love that album to this day.
Okay.
Hilary Duff.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah. Big Hilary Duff fans.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hilary or Avril?
Oh, but
we're
American, you know, so. Yeah.
I gotta say Hillary. I feel like Hillary Duff has held up more for me. But Avril Lavigne.
Hillary or Miley?
Oh, that's also hard.
I'm a Hillary Duff girl.
Am I being problematic and putting the women against each other?
Yeah,
no, why are you comparing
them?
You're like, get this guy out of here. He's making us choose between our queens.
No, I would say Hillary over Miley, but I would put Hannah Montana over Hillary.
We're doing like one of those YouTube tier lists right now.
Yes.
90s S-tier. Pop.
S-tier.
Yeah, exactly. S-tier. Okay, nice. Okay, so what was your first show as a band?
Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
No, because I thought about how we were talking about how our first show is like such a commercial story. Like, it's such a story.
Our first show was legendary, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
We'd only been a band for like 4 months, and we had somehow pulled together 40 minutes of original music.
No, because we were asked.
And then we managed to pack this venue at Factory Lux.
But we didn't have
hundreds
any songs,
of people.
We didn't have any songs before we were asked to play.
No, we had no recorded music, but we had 40 minutes of original music.
But they were like, you have to fill 40 minutes, and we're like, we have to write 40 minutes of music.
Yeah, and we didn't even think of learning covers. We came up with 40 minutes of original music.
And then we packed.
We packed the whole venue for our very first show. It was so legendary. The booker was so confused.
This is a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then our next three shows after that, we made like $4. There was no one there. But
you weren't big on the first one.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, everyone came out. Literally.
It was wild.
It was, yeah.
I think it was because we, like, our friends knew for a long time that we wanted to do this. And then finally, we were like, oh, we're like vaccinated. We can like be in a room together. And so the hype.
Yeah. All our friends really pulled through for us. They knew it was like really important to us.
That show?
That
Capitol
show.
Hill Block Party.
Which no, one, that which, show. No, Capitol
saying,
Hill Block Party.
Which one
block
better?
Party for which sure.
Oh, which one's better? Oh, Block Party.
For sure. Because we're better now.
We're way better.
That was like, we didn't know.
Our outfits are cuter.
Our outfits are cuter. Our stage banter is way better now.
Yeah.
Everything is better. We transition between songs now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
we make eye contact a little bit. We move a little bit on the stage instead of just like standing there super rigidly. Yeah, we're just better performers after, you know, 2 years of being a band.
That's time and dedication. So the name Lemon Boy, who came up with it? Is it a reference to something? Or
I would say Yaz pitched it, and we were all just like, yeah, sounds good.
But we all resonated with
we
it,
did.
Right?
We couldn't think of any other options that were like not horrifically curse words, like things like that. Lemon Boy was like a radio friendly band name that we could all get behind.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mariah had a huge list, if you remember.
I would love to see that list.
It was massive.
Half of them had the word pussy in them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pussy bands.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of pussy bands.
Riot,
yeah. Pussy Riot, Mannequin Pussy.
Mannequin Pussy. Yeah. Nashville Pussy. Pussy. Yeah.
Thunder Pussy. We were going to be another one
they
of those.
They all played Belltown Block Party. I couldn't say any of it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. They did. I remember.
We had Skating Polly in studio, and I was like, so you guys playing Pussy Fest?
That was a legendary lineup, to be honest.
That was a good bill. I was bummed I couldn't go to that. But.
But yeah, so how did, so like
but
Lemon Boy
has a good like definition for Lemon Boy, like because we all resonated with this being the meaning, and it's like the idea that like a lemon is something that's like kind of busted or like not perfect.
Yeah.
So, and we're all just, go ahead. I feel like you say it really well.
No, I just think we kind of resonated with that. I think it's really funny, like if you look up like the Urban Dictionary like definition of Lemon Boy, it's basically just like, yeah, it's just someone who's a little bit of a mess up. Someone who's just like not quite right. And I feel like it really resonated with us, especially because like we didn't really know what we were doing.
Yeah.
When we first started. So we were like,
okay.
It just felt right.
Yeah.
And it's also funny because we're three women.
Yeah.
Not boys.
So and there's so many bands like Hard Girls, Strawberry Girls, like all these bands that are dudes and they have girl in the name. Yeah. And I was like, how funny would that be if we were Lemon Boy?
Yeah.
There you go. Hey. If they can be girls, you can be boys.
There you go.
There we go. We're going to go into another song. We're going to play a song called Puzzle Pieces, and you're listening to Loud and Local with Lemon Boy, Seattle band here. They're going to be playing with the Chinatown International Block Party August 26th. I should have asked, are you a Seattle band or Tacoma band? Or, you know, are you Seattle?
Seattle.
We're Seattle, all the way. Right on. All three of us.
Right on. Puzzle Pieces, what can you tell me about this?
There's a kazoo solo.
Yeah, there's some kazoo in there. That's really fun. We always try to get people to kazoo along when we play it live, but turns out not everyone knows how to play kazoo. We kind of took that for granted. But it's a fun song. It's about friendship and being codependent on your bandmates a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Puzzle Pieces by Lemon Boy. Catch them at the Chinatown International Block Party on August 26th. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
You're going way too slow. I wanna see. you want to, I can be there for you and pick up all of the pieces, drag them out. If you want to, I can be there for you and pick up all of the pieces, sort them out, and lift you up somehow, and lift you up somehow.
It's Loud and Local here with Lemon Boy. You just heard Puzzle Pieces. They're going to be playing the Chinatown International Block Party on August 26th. This is the first Lemon Boy radio interview, so I feel like it's been so awesome to have you guys up here. Again, shout out to the one other member who's not here.
Mariah, we love Mariah. You.
Love
come
you, Mariah.
Home, Mariah.
Do you guys live together?
No, I no. wish.
Okay.
She
all
did
right.
bum it on my couch for almost a month.
I did.
So.
That was so fun.
We almost live together.
Nice. Okay, so the Loud and Local question. This is a local show. It's a Northwest focused show. So, favorite Washington artist, band, musician of all time.
Oh, we have to pick one?
One or two. It's all good.
Okay,
I'm not
going to
like, be
I
all
only
draconian
have six,
about it.
So,
you have six? Okay. Well, we have all night.
But we also have the greats.
So, yeah, I don't know. If you had asked me before I moved to the Seattle area, I would have had like a really basic answer. I would have been like, oh, you know, Bikini Kill, Slater Kinney. But yeah, now that I live in Seattle and I've heard so much good local music, I would say my all-time favorite is probably Mommy Long Legs. And okay. now the front person for Mommy Long Legs has a new band called Hell Baby, and they just put out their first album. And
awesome.
They are...
I'm going to write that down.
It is legendary. Yeah. They are
Hell
so
baby.
Good.
And Nicole isn't joking. When we first jammed, she was like, we should learn Mommy Long Legs songs. And this
literally.
Was like 4 years ago.
I've been obsessed with them. And then seeing them live, oh my gosh, was like a religious experience for me. Like,
badass.
They are so good. Other than that, I would say like the band Who Is She, that super group.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with everything every person in that band has done. Like Julia Shapiro in Chastity Belt,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
Brie McKenna and Taco Cat, and then, you know, Robin and Lisa Prank. Like, they're
yeah.
all so talented, and every musical project they've ever done, I've been obsessed with. So I would say those are my all-time favorites, and I'm going to limit it to that.
Okay. All right. So just 25.
Just 25, you know, whatever.
And how about you, Yas?
Well, I can't say what Nicole said, so say mine. I really, really, if I get to pick two, I'm going to pick, like, a classic and then like
a contemporary.
A contemporary piece, yeah. I'm a big fan of Great Grandpa.
Okay.
They haven't played in a while, but amazing. Awesome. So good.
They're so good.
My sad, chill, happy, everything band.
Cool.
And I was like very starstruck in a weird way when we like worked with Dylan from Great Grandpa. He mixed some of our songs. Wonderful person.
Love working with Dylan so much.
Love working with Dylan.
He's literally the sweetest.
He's amazing. And so I was just like, oh my God, you're also like cool and awesome. And so that was cool. And then my classic choice, gotta be Nirvana.
Yeah.
Because Nevermind.
Yeah.
Is a masterpiece.
Yep.
It's a pretty basic answer.
It is basic. And no, I knew I shouldn't.
Basic's best.
But like, honestly, I was listening. Well, the other day, I was like, I want to listen to Heart Shaped Box. And I was like, listening to it. And I was like, dang, this song is like so timeless. Like,
yeah.
And then I ended up listening to like every single Nirvana song. I was like, why is this so timeless? Why is this still so good?
It was
good?
A dark day. Yeah, absolutely timeless. You're right. You know, heavy, but also so hooky, you know,
yeah,
catchy.
Yeah.
Great band. Nirvana, you ever heard of them? I don't know. Pretty obscure.
I don't know who they are, actually.
So again, playing Chinatown International Block Party August 26th. Any future plans, you know, on the horizon? New album, new songs, you know, tour, anything, you know?
Yes.
What can you tease?
We're recording a song right now that we can't say on the radio.
Okay.
But we're really excited about
Super
it.
Super stoked.
We've been playing it live.
What is it called?
Piss Baby.
Piss Baby.
We'll call it Pee Baby.
Cool.
Yeah.
Urine Baby.
We also have to censor it a little bit. Urine Baby.
Well, we...
Urine Baby.
There you go. Yeah, no, we say the P word in the song like once or twice, so gotta censor that. But we're really excited about that one, and we're gonna film our first music video for that song too.
Yeah, cool.
And that's gonna be really sick. And then hopefully put out an album eventually, because, you know, we've been a band for 2 years and we're finally feeling like we found our sound. So
we've been saving. We're trying to save up, basically, because we want to make sure it's good.
Money or
save up money.
Making an album is expensive.
Yeah, and did not know how expensive that was.
We want to make sure we get it right, especially because a lot of people are very excited for this. And so we want to make sure what we give them is like what we also want.
Half-ass it, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who you want to go with? Or is it kind of, as far as recording it?
Oh, I think we're going to, wait, should I say it?
Yeah, I feel like we can.
I think we're going to work with Dylan.
Yeah, cool. We're going to work with Dylan from Great Grandpa. And he's in Apples with Moya. So many other great bands,
so
like
many,
Salt Lake.
Oh my God. Oh, sorry.
It's all good.
But yeah, I mean, I think we're probably going to record at Seven Hills, that recording studio in Capitol Hill. They're really cool. There's another Dylan who runs that recording studio.
Yeah, the Dylans.
The Dylans run that studio together. And yeah, they're just so fabulous to work with.
The Dylans of rock.
Yeah.
I like it. Awesome. Yeah. Right on. Well, we look forward to it when you have songs to debut, come up and bring your third member. So we can have 100% of Lemon Boy to debut those songs. And, you know, yet to be titled album on the way from Lemon Boy. Again, catch them at Chinatown International Block Party August 26th. I've given you enough plugs for that. So
Thank you.
Think people need to show up for that. You know, shout outs and thank yous. Anyone you want to shout out or thank?
My mom. No, I'm kidding. No, okay, like... but my mom.
Yeah.
My mom. Just kidding. I hate you, Mom.
Well, now I have to say my mom, too.
Okay, sorry. Okay, our moms.
My mom. I would like to thank Mariah's mom.
Oh, my God. Mariah's mom is so sweet.
She's so sweet. I'd like to thank Mariah, even though she can't be here.
I know. It feels weird thanking Mariah, because it's like she should be giving a thanks to someone else.
I'm thanking Mariah's mom.
Who do you think Mariah would thank?
Her mom.
Yes. No, for sure Mariah would thank her mom. She'd probably thank her girlfriend, Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, I don't know. There's a lot of...
Honestly, I think thanking Bree and Robin from Who Is She? Like, honestly, they kind of took us under their wing. I took a songwriting class from them a long time ago when we were first starting the band, and I feel like I learned so much, and I was so starstruck the entire time talking to them, and they really, like, have been so supportive, giving advice and, like...
Yeah.
Throwing our name out there. Yeah. So I feel like I owe a lot to them.
Yeah, they've been really sweet and also just saying nice things about us, which is like very surreal as fans of them.
Oh my God, I can't believe they even know who we are.
I know.
So that blows my mind.
We're not worthy.
That's how it feels.
Yeah, for real.
No, every time I see them, Yaz is like, play it cool, Nicole.
Play it cool. Don't fangirl out.
Oh, and maybe a general thank you to, we've just been had a ton of really great live audio engineers.
Oh, cool.
A string of amazing people. I just want to do a blanket.
I love all of the sound people.
Yeah, all
with.
Of the people.
So talented.
Yeah, the last 4 months, 10 out of 10. Thank you so much for making us sound good.
10 out of 10. I like it. Okay, so best way to support y'all. Is there a way you appreciate more than others? Like, you know, a streaming platform?
Just
you...
Venmo us like $1 million.
No.
There you go. Then you can record the album. You know? Hey, why not?
No, I would say...
Unnamed beneficiary.
We do have a song called Sugar Daddy, and I think people find it funny to send us money randomly and be our sugar daddy.
That's a cool thing to do. Yeah, I would appreciate that. If someone were to do that for me.
Buy our merch. Nicole prints it all herself. I design it.
Yeah, we DIY all of our own merch.
Stream us 1,000 times.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram.
So
you know when our like shows are. We're at Lemon Boy Band on like every platform and TikTok. And honestly, like, I don't know. I don't want to be cringy, but like, we're kind of funny on
TikTok famous.
No, we're not. We're not TikTok famous. But you should.
Okay, but there was a string of incidents where people were like, "Are you that band from TikTok?"
And you're like, yes, absolutely. Yes. Give us your money.
Yes, exactly. You can also buy our music on Bandcamp. On Bandcamp Fridays, we get 100% of that, which is super cool. And Bandcamp doesn't take a cut.
Yeah.
Am I missing anything? And just Venmo us like $1 million.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we got it covered.
The KISW beneficiary. Send them the money. Okay, so we're going to go into a final song here called Body Horror, the radio edit. But who wants to introduce this in a wacky way?
What do you mean wacky? Well,
who's the most outgoing of you two?
Yes.
Probably
yes.
Me, but okay. I don't wanna do it.
So I want you to do this. So what we do is we have, pretend you're like a really cringy radio DJ.
Oh.
It's not even like,
I was just thinking.
Yeah,
that.
So just say you're like a really cringy morning radio guy that's just like, zoom, zap, zoom, you're listening to KISW.
Do it. You would be so good at that.
You know, the irony of this is Nicole was a DJ.
I was a college radio DJ. It was at my university in California, KCPR, Cal Poly Radio.
Yeah.
But I never got to do one of those cool radio voices.
Okay. What kind of bands did you play?
I had a themed show called The Red Spot, so I'd play only like female and woman identified artists.
Awesome.
And I definitely gravitated more towards like punk and riot girl music. Yeah. That was my specialty.
I did college radio too. I did
really.
What school? Shows. Green River College down in Auburn, and then went to Western Washington University.
I'm Yaz.
And I'm Nicole.
And you're listening to Loud and Local.
Amazing. All right, one shot it. You're done. It's Loud and Local. We're going into Body Horror. Thanks for listening to Lemon Boy on The Rock.
until I die. I wanna puke up all my guts and smile just so you'll know I'm the master of this body.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.